Welcome to the deep dive. Today we're going deep into the world of a Homestuck forum.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's quite a niche.
It is a niche. You might be thinking, what even is Homestuck? And that's a good question. It's this giant webcomic with a huge fan base, and they have all sorts of online communities.
I see.
And we are diving deep into one specific forum today called HSG, short for Homestuck General. But even that is a spinoff of another even older forum. We are dealing with a space with its own history and inside jokes.
Layers upon layers.
Exactly. And long-standing members.
Yeah.
Our goal today is to kind of unpack what happens when that established culture gets shaken up by like newcomers.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. So we've got an expert here to help us guide us through all the drama.
Well, I'm excited to dive in. This sounds like... It sounds like a fascinating, like, microcosm of, like, how communities evolve.
Exactly.
Online.
And especially those centered around something as complex and, like, in-depth as Homestuck.
Right. And with so much history, too.
Exactly. So, to kind of set the stage, how did all of this even begin? What kicked all this off?
Okay. So, picture this. You've got this online community. Mm-hmm. Everyone knows each other's usernames.
Right.
They know the memes. They know the rules.
Right.
And then suddenly all these new faces start showing up.
Oh.
And that's when things get really interesting.
That's where our deep dive begins.
Yeah. So our source material, it actually starts with a user who cross-posted a screenshot of HSG on a completely different online community called LGBT.
Wow.
And that simple act of sharing, it actually caused a huge migration, a wave of new users.
Interesting.
All flooded into HSG, basically changing the entire landscape of the forum overnight.
And I'm guessing they weren't all like welcomed with open arms.
Not exactly. Some of the longstanding HSG members were immediately suspicious of these newcomers.
Yeah.
Even prejudiced against them.
Oh, wow.
They started making assumptions about their identities, calling them tricksters.
Tricksters. That sounds almost like sinister.
It does have a negative connotation to it.
Yeah, what was behind that label?
Well, from what I gathered, trickster seems to be linked to the newcomers' perceived trans identities.
Okay.
And some of the users were inferring that from their lowercase typing style.
Oh, interesting.
And certain reactions.
So they're like reading into all the little details.
It's like a digital detective work.
Yeah.
But the stakes are belonging and identity.
Yeah.
It's really fascinating.
So we've got all these new users coming in trying to figure out the lay of the land.
Right.
Trying to figure out how to fit in.
Some tried to engage in the usual forum banter.
Okay.
Like talking about their favorite drinks,
sharing
images, even trying to participate in the inside jokes.
Give me an example. Like,
okay, sure.
What kind of inside jokes are we talking about?
One of the recurring jokes is assigning personality traits based on the Homestuck class aspect system. So each character in Homestuck has these roles that define their personality. It's a big part of the fandom to analyze those roles and even apply them to real life situations.
Right.
Or in this case, other forum members.
Oh, so they're analyzing each other.
Exactly. It's like this meta layer of fandom.
That's cool.
Yeah. So these newcomers are trying to decipher this complex code of Homestuck lore.
Just to fit in.
Yeah. It's quite a task.
So did any of them actually manage to crack the code?
Some did. I saw a few threads where they jumped into debates about whether or not Dujin music was even a real term.
Okay.
Some even provided Wikipedia links as evidence.
Really?
Yeah, it was quite passionate.
So this wasn't just a silly internet argument.
I think it was more than that.
Yeah.
It was about being taken seriously, proving they understood the culture of HSG.
So it's almost like a test.
Yeah, in a way.
To prove you're worthy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that desire to belong is so central to the human experience.
Absolutely.
And manifests in all sorts of ways. Hmm.
It does, and especially in these online spaces where identity is constantly being negotiated and, like, performed.
Absolutely.
So we've got all these newcomers trying to figure out the rules of the game.
Right.
And then, of course, you have the established members.
Yeah.
And some of them have very strong personalities.
Oh, I do. There's Mom, the self-proclaimed master of misery.
Okay.
Known for their cynical and, like, confrontational posting style.
Right.
And then there's Marzichin, who's kind of trying to bridge the gap between the two groups.
So we've got the cynic and the peacemaker.
That's a good way to put it.
And it sounds like this forum is like any other community dealing with change.
It really is.
You have those who resist, those who embrace it, and those caught in the middle trying to figure out where they belong.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that brings us to one of the core tensions here. The question of the forum's identity.
Oh.
Should it stay true to the spirit of the original Homestuck General, even with all its flaws? Or should it evolve into something new, something more inclusive? That's the big question.
That's a tough one.
It is, and it's something that comes up again and again in these posts.
Yeah, it's that classic battle between tradition and progress.
Right, and it's playing out in this digital arena.
So who gets to decide the fate of HSG?
Well, that's where the administrator MEX comes in.
Okay.
He has a lot of power.
Yeah.
He can ban users. Mm. He can control features. He can shape the direction of the forum.
So he's kind of like the king.
In a way, yeah.
Okay.
But he seems hesitant to impose too much control.
Interesting.
Especially when it comes to implementing user identification numbers.
Oh.
Which some members are really pushing for.
So it's that age-old debate.
Yeah.
Anonymity versus accountability.
Exactly. And it's a dilemma that's only become more complex with the internet.
Yeah. And it's fascinating how this seemingly technical detail becomes a flashpoint for all these bigger anxieties about control and transparency.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's about so much more than just user IDs.
It sounds like this forum is about so much more than just discussing a webcomic.
It is.
It's about, like, navigating all the complexities of community and identity.
Exactly. It's a microcosm of the digital age.
Right. And as we go deeper, I'm sure we'll uncover even more layers to this whole thing.
I think so, too. This is just the tip of the iceberg.
Right. We've got power dynamics, shifting identities, hidden vulnerabilities, and a whole lot of inside jokes to unpack.
Oh, yeah. We've got a lot to cover.
So stick with us, listener, as we continue our deep dive into HSG and try to unravel this whole fascinating tapestry of this online community.
It's going to be a wild ride. It's amazing how HSG isn't all just like Homestuck stuff.
Right.
It's like they jump all over the place.
Yeah.
One minute it's like deep lore analysis, and then the next they're talking about their favorite drinks.
Yeah. Or like sharing random images or trying to hypnotize each other through text.
Oh, yeah. I saw that, Fred.
It's a real mixed bag.
It's a great example of how these online communities, they can become these spaces where you can be your most authentic self. You know,
right.
Like you can explore all these different facets of yourself.
Yeah. You're not limited to just one interest.
Exactly. And I think that makes those moments where you see real vulnerability even more like jarring.
Like when that one user was talking about suicide.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a stark reminder that these are real people.
Yeah.
Behind the username.
Behind the memes.
Yeah.
And that moment for me, it really highlighted one of the big challenges of online spaces. Empathy.
Empathy. Why is that so hard online?
Well, think about it.
Yeah.
When you're talking to someone face to face, you pick up on all these nonverbal cues.
Right.
Like their tone of voice, their facial expressions.
Uh-huh.
All those things that help us understand how someone's feeling.
Yeah.
But online, you're missing all of that.
Right. It's just text.
It's just text, so it's easy to misinterpret things.
Oh, yeah. All the time. Like, sarcasm is impossible to convey through text.
Exactly. And when you add in all the irony and dark humor that's so common in HSG, it gets even harder to tell what's genuine and what's not.
So how do you even cultivate empathy in a space like that?
That's the million-dollar question.
Right.
It requires a lot of awareness
and
a willingness to give people the benefit of the doubt.
And to remember that there's a person.
A real person.
On the other side of the screen.
Yeah. And that brings us to another interesting user, Iranianon.
Iranianon. Yes. There was a lot of talk about them.
There was. A lot of fan art.
Yeah. Even some romantic interest, I would say.
It's interesting, right, how online communities can become these outlets for exploring desires and fantasies.
Like things that might be taboo offline.
Exactly. Yeah. It makes you wonder about the nature of identity in these spaces.
It's almost like we're all playing different roles online.
Yeah.
Trying on different masks.
And sometimes those online explorations can bleed into our offline lives.
Right. It can change how we see ourselves.
It's all connected, you know.
It really is. And speaking of control and curation, we can't forget about MEX.
Right, the administrator.
Yeah, we've talked about their power and their reluctance to do the user ID numbers. But what about their influence on the culture of the forum?
Oh, MEX definitely plays a huge role.
Yeah.
Even if it's not always intentional.
Right.
Every decision they make sends a message.
Like what? Give me an example.
Well, like their hesitancy to implement user ID numbers.
Okay, yeah.
That suggests a preference for anonymity. Right. Like they want users to feel free to express themselves without fear of being identified.
So they're creating a space for unfiltered discourse.
Yeah, but that could be a double-edged sword.
Right.
It can lead to authenticity, but it can also create an environment where toxicity can thrive.
It's a tough balance.
It is. And MEX seems to be walking that tightrope.
It's like they're the captain of a ship.
Oh, I like that.
Navigating uncharted waters.
Yeah. And MSC is like the internet itself.
Right.
Full of possibilities and dangers.
Yeah. And constantly evolving.
That's right. The arrival of all those new users from LGBT is just one example of how these spaces are in constant flux.
Right. We have to constantly re-examine our assumptions and our values.
It's an ongoing process.
And speaking of that process, we have to talk about Marzichan.
Oh, yes, Marzichan.
They've become such a key player in all of this.
Their attempts to bridge the gap between the old and new users have really stirred things up.
Yeah, some people love them, some people hate them.
It's because they represent this bigger identity crisis that the forum is going through.
Right, like will HSG be able to reconcile its past with its present?
It's a question with implications beyond just this one forum.
Yeah, it's about how communities all over the world deal with change.
Exactly. How do we balance belonging with individuality? How do we honor tradition while embracing progress?
Big questions.
And Marzichan has become a symbol of that struggle.
Yeah. And even their communication style.
Right.
With all the stickers and emoticons.
It's become a lightning rod.
Yeah, for some it's welcoming, for others it's like a threat.
It's incredible how something as small as a sticker can become so symbolic.
It's a battle flag.
It really is.
Yeah.
It shows how much people care about these online communities.
For a lot of people, it's more than just a forum.
Yeah.
It's part of their identity.
It's a place where they belong.
So when that space feels threatened,
yeah,
it's personal.
It is. And that's what makes this whole deep dive so fascinating.
We're not just watching a bunch of people argue about a webcomic.
We're seeing real human drama play out.
It's a story with high stakes, even if those stakes seem kind of silly on the surface.
It's a reminder that even in the most unexpected corners of the internet,
yeah,
there are real emotions,
yeah,
real conflicts, and real consequences.
And it's a reminder of the power of community, online and offline,
to shape who we are.
Before we move on to the next part of the story,
yeah,
there's one more user we need to introduce.
Okay.
MT1.
Ah, yes. MT1, the one-man Taliban.
Some call them that.
Deeply devoted to mom.
Yeah, and they seem to share that same cynical outlook.
They definitely add an element of unpredictability to the forum.
Yeah, their posts are always...
It's like a mix of dark humor, sarcasm, and just outright trolling.
Right. It's hard to tell what they actually believe.
That's part of what makes them so interesting.
Yeah. They're a real wild card.
They keep everyone on their toes.
It's like they embody the forum's own internal tension.
Oh, that's good.
That push and pull between harmony and conflict.
Yeah. It's a fascinating dynamic.
And I'm sure MT1 will continue to surprise us as we go deeper into HSG.
I have no doubt about that.
Stay tuned, listener, because this is about to get even more interesting. We were just talking about MT1 and how much they just love to stir the pot.
Yeah, they really seem to enjoy pushing people's buttons.
It makes you wonder what role those kinds of personalities actually play. You know?
Right. Are they good for the community or bad for the community?
Yeah. Are they just trolls or is there something more to it?
It's tempting to just dismiss them as trolls.
Mm-hmm.
But I think there's a bit more nuance to it.
Okay.
Like their willingness to challenge the status quo, even if it's through like sarcasm and provocation.
Yeah.
It can actually be valuable.
Really? How so? I would think that would just cause more conflict.
It can, but it can also prevent the community from becoming like stagnant.
Yeah.
You know, like think of MT1 as a kind of like pressure valve.
Okay.
Releasing those pent up frustrations.
Right.
Forcing people to confront uncomfortable truths and ultimately keeping things interesting.
So they like a catalyst for growth.
Yeah, exactly. Even if it's a messy and sometimes uncomfortable kind of growth.
Right. It's not always pretty.
Right. Not always.
But it's necessary.
I think so.
Interesting. And it kind of reminds me of Marzichan and how they're trying to bridge the old and new guard of HSG.
Right.
We were talking earlier about how their communication style with all the stickers and emoticons has become like a real point of contention.
It's amazing how these little digital symbols can take on such huge meaning.
It's like they've become battle flags.
Yeah, exactly. It shows how much people care about these online communities.
Right. Like for some people, those stickers represent an invasion.
Yeah.
Like a threat to the established culture.
Well, for others, they're a symbol of progress and inclusivity.
It's all about perspective.
It really is. And that reaction, that visceral response to something as simple as a sticker.
Yeah.
It really shows how deeply people invest in these online spaces.
Right. For a lot of people, it's more than just a forum.
It's an extension of their social life.
Their support system.
Exactly. Mm. So when that space feels threatened,
It's personal.
It is very personal.
And that's what makes this whole deep dive so fascinating. Like, we're not just observing some random internet drama.
We're seeing real human emotions play out.
It's a story with high stakes, even if those stakes seem kind of silly on the surface.
Exactly. It's a reminder that even in the most trivial corners of the internet, there are real consequences.
And real people.
Always.
Well, this has been quite a journey.
It has.
We started with a simple webcomic forum and ended up exploring all these complex ideas about identity and community.
It's amazing how these things connect.
It is.
Yeah.
Any final thoughts for our listeners before we wrap things up?
I guess if there's one thing I want people to take away from this, it's that online communities, they're more than just pixels and usernames.
Right.
They're real spaces with real people and real emotions.
And they can have a real impact on our lives.
Absolutely.
Well said. And with that, we'll leave you to ponder the mysteries of HSG and the larger questions it raises about community and identity in the digital age. Thanks for joining us on The Deep Dive.